What's your definition of networking? One of the challenges of talking about networking is the general lack of a unified definition. If one person is thinking networking is about sales and the other thinks it's about service, they might find themselves working at cross purposes. Here are some of the definitions I've found. Networking is sales. These folks believe that their whole goal in networking is to walk away with a signed contract. Unfortunately, they focus on targeting others as prospects as opposed to potential referral sources. Networking is making friends. Actually, this isn't a bad one. For some, though, it's too touchy-feely and doesn't have enough focus on business. Networking is the process of developing mutually beneficial long-term give-and-take relationships. I think this one hits the mark pretty well. Unfortunately, it's a bit of a mouthful. Networking is marketing. These people want to spread the word about their product or service. That's fine, but I think it only looks at half the question. Good networking also means spreading the word about other people. Networking is using people. Honestly and truly, I heard someone use this as their definition of networking. All I can say is to steer clear of these folks. They are poison. Networking is working the room. I've never particularly liked that phrase. It kind of harkens back to the old style of networking, where the whole goal was to pass out as many business cards as possible. It ignores the long-term commitment necessary to develop truly profitable, trust-based relationships. Networking is service. These folks I can work with. Their focus is on how they can serve a particular group, both in what they sell, but also in any other value they can provide. Whatever your definition of networking is, be aware that not everyone shares it. Of course, stick with your own beliefs about the best way to do things, and maybe your success will be the best argument for bringing them around to your way of thinking.